The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. For the last time this season here at Brayhead Arena, you can hear the sound of the Joker and the Thief as the fans applaud the Clan players off the ice for the last time. Presentations have been made. We even heard a speech from the skipper, Matt Keith. As for the action, well, it's a finally poised quarter-final tie after the first leg, with Brayhead Clan going to Hull Stingrays defending a 3-2 lead. The Clan were first on the score sheet when a Chris Frank shot from the blue line was tipped in front by Derek Rail. For the home team, it was the perfect start, but they found a much different Hull Stingrays team to the one that lost here in Glasgow 9-4 last week. Clan killed a massive 5-on-3 power play in the second period, but Hull levelled just as the home side regained a full complement of skaters. Zach Hervato finished off a rebound from close range after Kyle Jones had denied Brendan Jameson's effort. But Neil Trim restored Clan's lead with a deft wrist shot that flew past David Brown in the Hull goal as the Stingrays found themselves trailing again. Rail made it 3-1 early in the third period when his angled shot left the Hull netminder helpless as the puck came off him and landed in the net. Brayhead could have made it comfortable for the second leg when Matt Keith was awarded a penalty shot after being impeded, but Brown made an excellent block. But Hull gave themselves a lifeline in the last minute when Eric Albraith netted with 16 seconds to go. Clan held a lead going into the rematch on Humberside, but it's a tight one. Finish Brayhead Clan 3, Hull Stingrays 2. We'll get some reaction from you in just a second. Zach Sullivan, we'll talk about the game first of all. 3-2, it's finally poised, get into the game tomorrow. It was a much different Hull team from the one you played here last week.
Yeah, I think obviously there were a few more penalties than last week. But we came into the weekend knowing we were going to have to win both games, and it's the same situation as the beginning of the weekend. We've got a one-goal lead going into Hull, and we knew we were going to have to win both games to get through, and now it's just certain that we can't vouch on our one-goal lead from our first game, and we've got to go in and play a good road game and get the win.
I mean, Hull were a completely different team to the one last week, as I just mentioned. You guys fought hard out there. What was the main difference in the mentality coming into this week?
Well, I think we wanted to push the pace. Obviously, they're lower numbers. We wanted to push the pace as hard as we could. And we wanted to get the lead going into tomorrow. You don't want to go into the second leg with a losing. So, we came into game nine. It was a two-game leg. It's not over after the first game. We learnt from our cup defeat against Coventry. Yep. And, we knew we were going to have to go into both games and win both games. So,
now, in your hand, you've got the award for Young Player of the Year, Vic Batchelder Memorial Award. That's a nice wee accolade, nice wee way to end the season off.
Yeah, I've been reading some of the names on here. It's
read them out.
Ashley Tate, Mark Richardson, Mark Garside, Robert Dowd, Peacock, Farmer, Griffin and Swindlehurst. So it's
a good group.
Yeah, it's a prestigious group, but obviously it's nice to get personal achievements, but we're here to win trophies as a team, and hopefully we can end the season with a playoff win for the fans and have something we can all celebrate together.
Good. Thanks very much, Zach.
That's all right, thanks.
Clan coach Ryan Finnerty with me now. 3-2, it's finished here at Brayhead Arena tonight. Did a wee bit of hard work in the end to make it maybe a wee bit harder than it should have been?
Yeah, obviously it was, anytime we give up a goal with 10 seconds left in these aggregates, it's you're not happy about it. But at the end of the day, we got a one goal lead going into Fife tomorrow. So, you know, we... into Hull, sorry. and, it's a little disappointing to give up that one at the end, but... you know, we'll take the one goal and head and put a good road performance on tomorrow.
So I suppose it would be a bit obvious to suggest you were always going to face a different Hull team to the one that was here last week, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, obviously any time there, you know, 18 minors called in a playoff game is a bit, you know, there wasn't one penalty in Sheffield Fife, so it was a bit, you know, didn't favor the way we wanted to play, obviously, 5-on-5, but, you know, you got to stay disciplined in these events, but, you know, they it definitely favored them slowing the game down and a lot of special teams, you know, but we want to play 5-on-5 against this club, and tonight we didn't do that, and that's the key, you know. That's our objective tomorrow is to push the pace and play 5-on-5 hockey.
And Hull's never an easy place to go to either. You've lost there, I think, once or twice this season as well. You know what you're in for.
No, it's, yeah, obviously there's not a rink in this league that's easy to go to. It'll be a tough game tomorrow, but I think our guys are up for it.
That's it. And what about the guys? Great mentality. We're into the playoffs now. It's just taking it a game at a time, yeah.
Yeah, that's all you can do, really. I mean, it's a pretty short little run in here, so, you know, you look at the scores around the league, everything's pretty tight, so it's exciting. It's all to play for. It's, you know, it's why we play the game. You're kind of going into a game 7 situation tomorrow, and we got to make sure that we bring our A game because it's going to be a tough one.
How crucial is that first goal tomorrow, given how finely poised the tie is at this moment in time?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you anytime you go into that, you can establish a 2-goal lead right off the hop here by having a good start. And that was our talk after the game. Is that's what we want to do is make sure we get off to a good start. That first 5-10 minutes, you know, they're going to be buzzing, and we want to make sure we're at least matching them or better.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thanks.
Clan skipper Matt Keith with me now. Matt, it's the last home game of the season. You've got that win over Hull. What's your thoughts going into the second leg tomorrow?
Well, you know what, we played hard tonight. There's a few things we want to clean up on, but I think that guys are feeling good walking out of here and get on that bus tomorrow and let's go down and finish it off.
You did a great job last week getting the mood back after obviously losing the league title. You went to Fife, you got that big win last Sunday. Yep. Take it into here as well. That was important, wasn't it, to keep that
absolutely, absolutely. You know, the guys were down and obviously we knew that we had a hold on the league and we let it slip away. But yeah, last weekend was big and we had a huge road game last Sunday. Played real smart, played real well. So, you know, it's a positive. Let's take that in tomorrow and go do the same thing.
I get the impression that some of the calls tonight, the penalty calls, a little bit frustrating from both sides. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, you could say it's frustrating, but it's the same for both teams. And it was hard to get a grasp on what they were doing. They called things you didn't think they'd call, and then they let stuff go that you thought should have been a call. But hey, it's the same for both teams, so let's, you know, there's no point in.
Nice wee speech at the end to the fans there, urging them. Well, hopefully you'll be seeing them in Nottingham next week. What would getting to the playoff finals mean to you, your first year here?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think that there's a lot of good things going on here in Brayhead, and I think the fans have a lot to be proud of. And of course, you know, the team from the top down to the players and you know, all the staff that work down in the dressing room and stuff. You know, there's a lot to be proud of, a lot of good stuff going on, but, you know, it's important as players that we worry about taking care of what we need to on the ice and go from there.
Have you asked one or two of your teammates that were here last year about what to expect in the playoff finals?
Yeah, everybody said it's a fun time, and you know, it's a great weekend. So, you know, kind of haven't really thought too much about it. We just got to take care of tomorrow, and then we can start making plans for that.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Okay.
And that's the reaction from Brayhead Clan tonight, a night where they've defeated Hull Stingrays by 3-2 in the quarter-final first leg of the playoffs. Still much to play for as the team head down to Humberside for that return leg, and hopefully a space in the Nottingham playoff finals weekend next weekend. That's all for now as we look ahead to a big week coming up. But Brayhead Clan leading by 3-2. Well, I can't tell you about a next game because there isn't one. That's the end of the season as far as games at Brayhead Arena is concerned. But thank you to all the fans for listening to Clan Radio throughout the season. If you want to keep up to date with the club, go to the website brayheadclan.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. That's all from Clan Radio for this edition, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.